Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
I know for a fact as another fact.
Fact off.
I love a good fact off. You know when you've been holding on to that fact and you like to say it to people and people go, really? I didn't know that. This is your opportunity. 13, 10, 60. We'll even try our hardest not to Google it just to confirm, because that's often what we do with.
I think we have to promise not to Google. We just accept your fact and go, you are amazing.
Okay. All right. Well,
thanks, everyone.
Yeah, yours are always a little bit debatable, but you can give us one. Give us one now.
Oh, right off the top of my head.
Do you not store them in your head?
I do.
Right, I'll give
you
one.
We're really going to do this little jig, are we?
What is the only food that doesn't spoil?
Honey.
Honey just never, ever spoils.
I found it in pyramids and it's still edible.
Isn't that amazing?
That's bees, man.
Bees.
Preservatives.
If you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground, it can't hop.
Can't it?
No, well, their tails are only there for balance. And do you know what I love about Matt? Even if he knows this, he acts shocked, which is something you could learn.
Well, I think he probably knows it, but he forgets. So it's like hearing it again for the first time.
Bit of both. Yeah. Sometimes I do like to give people the endorphin of having shared the information.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But this is one that I found really interesting and I want to test, okay?
Okay.
Because this is dear to my heart, because when I had COVID, my smell went and it hasn't come back. And it's still there. Like, I can smell bad stuff as opposed to good stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you can't smell perfume and things, but
no,
you can smell.
I can, but just not strong.
Yeah,
I would say that it's probably like 60% back now.
Right.
But they say that if you take away your sense of smell and you blindfold yourself, then you can't tell the difference between a potato, apple, and onion.
Right.
Yeah, so let's try. Stab you up.
That's a volunteer.
Well, yeah. Would you like to volunteer?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, we have a volunteer.
We're doing the blindfold again, are we?
You need to block, yeah. Okay. I thought you liked that. Okay, now I need you to block your nose.
Do we have a peg or something?
Oh, no. Wait, you don't trust yourself?
Okay, no,
and I'm going to give you some food, and don't forget. So they're saying that the reason you can't is because most of your taste, they're saying at least 80% of sense of taste actually comes from sense of smell.
Yes, that's why when I had my nasal polyps,
I didn't taste very much at all.
Okay, all right, so can you block your nose again?
Yep.
All right.
So does this mean people who are vision impaired who get COVID could eat anything?
No, smell.
Oh,
I've just done the
point.
Blindfold so that he's not cheating.
Yeah, you know, with COVID, if they lose their smell with COVID.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, yeah, sorry.
Uh-huh.
What is that?
That's a potato.
Maybe.
That's an apple. Oh, wait. That's an onion. But I thought it was an apple.
Did you think it was an apple?
I did. Probably should finish.
I don't know, this is just really funny.
Be like Tony Abbott. Okay. I'm going to guess as an apple.
But do they taste similar?
The onion one, yes.
Because you didn't even blink when you had a potato.
It was actually the only thing that made it oniony. And then when I knew it was an onion, I could taste the onion. But when it fell apart in its layer.
Oh, the texture.
That's what gave it away.
Yeah.
But it felt like I thought it was an apple to begin with. Potato was just that coarse.
The starch.
Yeah.
The starch.
But, amazing. Not bad.
There you go.
You're welcome for breakfast. But 13, 10, 60.
Next time you guys come over, blindfolds on, everyone. Have your apple pie.
Wonder if it works with anything. Like if you were blindfolded and pegged your nose and you said, this is chocolate cake.
Oh, and you serve up broccoli?
I don't know.
I think it's supposed to be with only these three things, but Stav did get it right. But any fact that you have, impress us right now. 13, 10, 60, it's a fact off.
All right, and we will not Google it, and we will just believe it.
Yes, 100%.
All right? Safe fact space, 13, 10, 60. The most impressive fact, of course, scores a prize.
Ooh, what do they win?
As judged by us. They will score themselves...
a bunch of onions, or is it?
Nikki, in Biwa, what's your best fact?
Well, if any of you are flexible enough, you can try this one.
Uh-huh.
From the inside line on your elbow to the inside line on your wrist is the size of your foot.
That is true.
That is true, isn't it?
It's a classic, that one.
That is true. And also, if you put your arms out, like horizontally.
That's how tall you are.
That is how tall you are, yes, Nikki. Well done.
Yeah.
Confirmed. That's impressive.
Have a great day.
You too.
My favourite one is telling a kid you can't lick their
elbow.
That's where I thought that
and
one was
so
going.
And it's so funny, think people try.
I thought that was the one she was going to do.
All right, Beck in Upper Kedron, we're doing a fact off. What's your fact?
What's up? Sharks are older than trees.
All of them, or just, you know, is it?
No, as in they developed, if you believe in evolution, that kind of thing, in the ocean before trees existed on land. Wow. I thought that was neat.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
No, we said that's it. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive. Impressive.
Imagine that, all that time and sharks never had toothpicks.
True. Maybe the coral.
Coral or someone else. Or maybe a little baby fish.
A little Nemo. Bone.
They actually, it's always weird when you watch those documentaries and they've got like those fish that eat all the plaque.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a real bottom feeder, isn't it? Yes. If you're eating the plaque of a shark.
but then also, too, they know they need you. Like, they're not going to eat their toothbrush.
Remora. You know? Hey, yeah, it's a symbiotic relationship. It's like the birds that peck the elephants.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, Tom, hit us with your fact.
Mate, you've already nailed it. Fingertip to fingertips. How tall you are?
Oh, right. Oh. No, sorry, Tom.
Sorry, Tommy.
Sorry
for an extra one.
All right.
Good on you,
it's
buddy.
It's a good one, though.
Mm. Taz in Kirby.
Hi, guys. Long-time listener. Love the show. How are we?
We are good. Great, Taz.
Is that your fact? Is that the fact?
We'll take it.
I have a lot of facts, but I will share just one of my many gems, and that is that individual flies can't be killed in microwaves because they're so small that they fit between the waves in the microwave.
That's good.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you say individual, but if you put a whole lot in, then
yeah. So like if you put like an entire like, let's say a test tube of flies, you might kill one or two.
Yeah.
But yeah, individual flies or like one or two, they'll fit in between the waves in the microwave, so you can't kill them.
So if you put one in there on its own, flying around freely, does that mean it knows how to fly between the waves? Like it dodges the waves like lasers in Mission Impossible?
I'm not sure. I just know that they're so small that the waves don't affect them.
Wow, that's so cool. This fly is taking ages to heat up.
Wow, that's good.
Impressive.
That's a good one.
Taz sounds like someone who likes facts.
Yes, she does. Michelle in Caloundra. It's a fact off time. What's your fact?
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Good.
Rainbows are actually round, not arched. So if you're on top of the rainbow in a plane, it'll be a complete circle.
That is true.
Wow.
Yep, they are circular.
Which is why it's hard when you're trying to find the pot.
So there goes a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Yes.
You should say in the middle of the rainbow, which is us. Oh,
Maddie's having to struggle with this one.
No, I'm just trying to picture it.
Mm.
So
if you're in a plane, you can see it. It is an actual complete
it's
circle.
It's a big circle.
But we only see the half one. Yeah.
Because of the shape of the Earth.
Yeah. Mm. Well, because it's flat, you only get the half of it, and the other half is down the bottom.
And then you'll never see a rainbow if you're facing the sun.
No, you wouldn't, because it's the sunlight reflecting off the water beads that cause the colour.
Yeah.
Hmm. Two facts for the price of one.
Good
on you, Michelle. You must have really liked us.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Better Homes and Gardens, Channel 7, 7 o'clock on Fridays, and it's up for the most popular lifestyle program at the Logies. Adam Doval from the show joins us. Good morning, mate.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, huge fan. Maddie over there called you guys a fraud, though, the other day, so I just want to get you on just to be able to back it up.
Said the show was a scam.
Yeah. Abby, now I have heard word about this last week that came out. That, this has been circulating, that it's all just a fraud. I don't understand how this can be said, but for a show that's got so much, I mean, it's been around for 27 years, so much respect, and you're just now just throwing it down the drain, which is
uncomfortable, Adam, because he was pitching for a lawn guy. He wants to be the lawn guy on the show. But so you know what it is? It's like kind of people that like paying out but really want to be a part of it. But I think it was specifically you, Adam, because he was saying...
Can I speak on my behalf? Because I feel like you put a little bit of
not defamation if it's true.
Okay,
it's your own question.
I might have been a little bit offended maybe when I found out.
Yeah.
All I said was, and in particular to the segment that you do, you build furniture and stuff, which I love to watch because I think, I could do that.
Mm.
And then you go, it only costs $600 and it takes you this much time. But the part I get upset with is you never explain the fact that you already own $50,000 worth of power tools that you used.
No, that's very true. And it is something that we are conscious of. Obviously, not every episode I do, but it is something we are conscious of. And sometimes we do try and, you know, obviously scale it back. Mm. But other times there are the keen DIYs and woodworkers that do have the tools. So we need to do a mix of both. Maybe every time you've watched Smart Matty, I've just been showing off the tools I've got. It's really simple, guys. All you need to do is get your battery-operated drop saw, your router out, and every other tool that you've got in your garage, and you'll be able to make this in 5 minutes.
I'm jealous. All I do is sit there and go, I wish I had that shed. I wish I had all that stuff. You know, that's all it is. You've got cooler toys than me.
I actually feel for you guys at the moment, though, because you know how normally you're like, and it's only $600, but now you've just got one VJ board, and you're like, it's $600. Like, the price
you're
is...
You've got to go, prices were correct at time of airing.
Yeah, it is insane. And not just for the show, though, Adam, you're actually, you are a qualified builder. Are you finding it really hard with all the prices just skyrocketing?
Yeah, no, it is terrible at this present moment. I feel for all the builders and all the customers out there. I mean, we've got three jobs running at the moment, and it's just hard times. I mean, how do you keep up with costs? Like, I've got a job, we're starting in 2 weeks' time. And just to put that in perspective, I put the price in August last year, and just in that time, you can imagine how many price increases we've had. So, you know, what do you do? Does the builder sit back and say, well, I've got to wear all those costs, or do you communicate with your client?
Got a bit of a hard-hitting question for you, Adam. Sorry, but we have we've got a sheet here, and it's got a producer question written down by our producers, and it says, do all TV builders have abs? Is that a requirement for the role?
It is so funny that question has been raised, because I was on set last week up in Sydney, and it was a maintenance story, and somehow I find myself doing an opener in my boxer shorts. And I'm like, I look at the producer, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. It's 5 degrees this morning in Sydney, and you want me to strip off to do an opener?
They are treating you like a piece of meat, Adam, and it shouldn't stand for it in 2022.
I'm worth more than this, aren't I?
And then they bring in Charlie from Selling Houses Australia to make you feel even worse.
Hey, how can I compete with that? I mean, he's got tattoos, he's got a beautiful accent, I talk like a bogan. Like, it's just no comparison, really.
Mate,
hey, guys, you can say something. You don't have to go quiet. It's all right.
No, we're good.
No, I was just trying to Google all the photos, to be honest, Adam.
You nailed it. Nothing to say there, Adam. Sorry, mate.
You're like the bogan act.
Not a truer statement has been said on the show,
you
Adam.
You have a great personality, mate.
Yeah, that's all right.
Are you going to go to the Logies on Sunday?
Yes, I am. So I haven't... looking forward to that. So I don't get to dress up in a suit that often, actually. So I get a little bit uncomfortable in suits, actually. Do you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
Last time I was at the Logies, they dressed me in a bow tie. I've never worn a bow tie before. I got strangled and I lost oxygen and I fainted.
Wow.
Did you?
what a lie.
You got blind, drank too much, passed out at the Logies. You all do it.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I was in fine form. I'm like, yes, I'm having a good night. You know, we're up at the Gold Coast. Everything was going good. And then I'm sitting at this table and it drags on a bit when you're sitting in there.
Yeah, it does.
And I'm like, I can't breathe. Oh, this is horrible. What's going on? And then I couldn't undo my bow tie. And then it goes to an ad break. And I get up to walk to the door to go outside to get fresh air. And I literally fall to the ground and pass out.
Oh, my gosh.
How did that not make it into the Daily Mail? Adam from Better Homes and Gardens.
Passes out.
Collapses.
Mm. He's passed out again.
Are you there?
No, nah, he's gone.
No.
He passed out. He put a bow tie on to chat to us. He wanted to look schmick for the radio interview.
Well,
we better
hello?
Check
that.
I'm not.
Oh, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, we couldn't hear you. We thought you passed out again.
No, I did. I just got myself up off the ground. Why didn't you call for help?
That was a test. And I can't get up.
That was a test and we did not pass.
How did you know I was wearing a bow tie going for this interview?
Mate, good luck at the Logies. We're going to have Millie, our little mini reporter there. If you see her, she's only 10 and very cute. She's doing our red carpet interview, so pop over and say hello.
Yes, definitely do. And, if you like the show and want to send some love to us and all the people behind the scenes, definitely vote. Vote for, us for the Lifestyle Program.
Nice. Go to TVWeekLogiesVote.com. Adam, great to talk to you, buddy. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
It's organ donation.
Organ donation in Australia.
Organ and tissue donation.
I am just fascinated by this because I think it is completely, like, it's just selfless to those people that donate organs. Of course, leaving it so when they pass away, they can be shared. But the people that even donate while they're alive. Because a friend of mine required bone marrow as a teenager, and she received bone marrow from a stranger over in Holland. So at a certain time, like time had to pass, they could then get their details. So we organised on the conference to meet them. It wasn't as amazing as you could imagine because there was no translator organised, but it was just staring at each other.
So and text we were like, message conversation we probably would have been going,
But just to say thank you so much for this lady, for this girl that had decided to donate her bone marrow, which I believe is quite painful, to someone that she'd never known. It was extraordinary.
Special kind of people.
And I was speaking to a lady who donated a kidney, because you've got two kidneys, you can live without one. And she donated it, and I was like, wow, that's amazing. Not to a family member, but to someone that she had worked with. And then I was like asking all these questions about, you know, you stay in contact. Like, are they always indebted to you? Like
anything for the company. I am a company person. Have my kidney.
Well, she ended up leaving that company, and the person who got the organ started drinking again.
I see. That is it. That's a, that's a funny one, isn't it?
She's okay with it. Right. I was headless.
Yeah, you would be.
Well, because I was like, wouldn't you want to keep it tabs with them? Like, but for her, it was completely and utterly selfless. So she didn't have all the requirements of, hey, I'll do it, but you need to do this, 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 and this, because I would. Like, I would.
She didn't write any terms and kidney conditions.
Would you?
Kidney conditions.
Like, you would. You would donate to me. I know you would. But you would bring it up at every given moment. You would.
I would.
But can you come and pick me
but
up?
But in a jovial way.
You're not drinking. You've got my kidney. You come pick me
but
up.
But in a jovial, ha-ha, funny way, not seriously. But you better be there to pick me up.
And I just want to know from anyone on 131060 who has donated an organ, because I know it's not as possible with many of them while you're living, but how did it all go about?
And do you keep tabs on it?
Well, I guess. I mean, if it's a family member, you'd want it to be successful as well. And you'd want to know that, you know, I guess you're looked after as well, because I don't know what the requirements are for you once you've donated to how you...
You can't... I don't think you can give someone an organ and then tell them how they treat it.
I know you can't.
But you would feel like you could.
But
you
I would.
Yeah.
I know you would. But I think you have to, you have to give it.
With no...
Knowing, like... Absolute selflessly that you're giving them and letting them live their life.
But then if they died 6 months later from alcoholic poisoning, you'd be like, well, why did I even do that? Why did I bother?
Well, so because you obviously care for the person enough to have wanted to help them.
You wouldn't be annoyed?
You'd be, I think, I can't say no, you wouldn't be annoyed. You can have that back.
Can you have it back?
Yeah. But I think you're obviously, you love that person enough that you've put your life at risk to do it.
They you'd have to pull them up on it, though, and go, hey, I've donated because I want you to be around.
Yeah.
So you continuing that is not going to fulfill my wish for me to have you here.
Because it was Daryl Hinch got in trouble.
Yes.
Because he got something
done. Yeah, Darren Hinch.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And he started drinking again, and everyone was like, no.
No, no. And I always think that as well, because he, I think, was on the organ donor list.
Right.
So he didn't actually know the person that did it. But I was like, yeah, I think you need to honour those families.
But does that mean then, so he got liver... Does that mean he can't even have a glass of wine?
I don't know. I mean, that, and then again, but it all comes down to
it. Well, I guess it's up to the doctor.
I would say no. I think you could have a glass of wine with dinner, but he can't be going out getting legless every weekend.
Yeah.
You know, if that's why, if you're getting it, you know, if he's going, oh, I can't drink, I'll get a new liver so I can start afresh, you know. But I guess some people would.
I think you have to follow all doctor's orders. I think that is a requirement. And I think also, that's a hard thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
The whole like, oh, I deserve to do it. But I guess a lot of people that do it are so thankful.
Yeah.
Well, 131060, what do you think? Have you been in this situation where you've donated something to someone? It's the same as, I guess, if you donate sperm or eggs and you then maybe you've done it for a sibling or an in-law or something, and then you see the way they raise the child. Are you allowed to tell them how they raise the kid?
Yeah. Me.
It's tough, you know?
Yeah.
Cam, in the city, you've donated your kidney?
Yeah, donated a kidney to my brother.
Wow.
And then how did you go? Did you let him ride it? Did you keep tabs on him?
No, I just let him ride it. I just want him to keep living the same life he had before the issues.
You are so chilled, Cam. So how did it go about? Did he need one and then you went and checked whether you were compatible?
Yeah, well, he actually had a double cardiac arrest and double kidney failure.
Wow.
At the same time. And then, yeah, we just went through the process and, became compatible. We only had the same blood type. We had zero tissue match. But we decided me and him to still go ahead with it, and it worked.
Oh, wow.
Can I ask, so Cam, you said that you wanted him to enjoy the lifestyle that he had before, but was it his lifestyle before that led him to have these complications?
No, well, they actually, because nobody had actually survived a double cardiac arrest and double kidney failure that they knew of, they could only put it down to high blood pressure.
Right.
Right, okay, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So not like a lifestyle thing that you're saying.
Yeah.
Cam, what about your health? Is there anything that you can't do as a result of it?
No, not really. It all stays the same. And I'm a hospitality owner, so it's probably the wrong industry to be in. But,
Does it mean with your brother, though, anytime you want to move house or something, he can't say no? Like he's got to give you a hand with anything you ask for?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We've got an unwritten law.
Yeah.
It's good power. You and my kidney are going to help me move a fridge on Saturday.
Cam sounds so relaxed anyway.
Love it. Mark, in Burpengary East, organ donation. You've done it?
Look, not organs, but stem cells. So when Abby was talking about the bone marrow, technology's changed a lot. And bone marrow is sort of rare, but now it's more stem cell.
Right.
So I donated stem cells to a stranger. It's a bit different in Australia. It's anonymous. You're not allowed to know who it is that you're donating to, because you actually have a 2-year window where you will donate and you may be required to donate a second time. If you were to know who that person was, there could be people out there that could say, you know, look, I'll only do it if you pay me.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Wow. Is there any, because it was different because my friend, the donation was overseas and I think it was like 5 years had to pass and then she could request contact, which she did and the other person accepted. Can you do anything like that or it's constantly anonymous? Yeah.
No, I believe you can. After that 2-year period, you can put a request in, and it's up to them as to whether they do want to. I think I'm up to year 3 now, right. and I've thought about it. We did exchange one card at the start. Now, you were allowed to exchange a card. However, they redacted any information that might have identified who the person was. But the reason why, and I'll just quickly say, is why overseas, a lot of them come from overseas, is because unfortunately in Australia, there's not a lot of people on the bone marrow register.
Right.
People are probably worried about it or scared about it. I can tell you that it's actually a straightforward process. And if you donate blood, all you need to do is when you donate blood next, just ask them, can you please be on the bone marrow register?
Mm-hmm.
They will take 30 mils of extra blood and they'll put you on that register.
Right.
Now, you'll just sit on that register until you find a match. You may never find a match, or they might find a match within 12 months, which is what happened to me.
And then what's the process for removing the stem cells from you?
Well, then that's another story. So that is a bit more of a detailed process. So what will happen is you'll get identified to say, hey, you've become a match. You then get a period of 4 weeks to think about it, say, do you want to do it?
Mm-hmm.
They then come back to you and you say, yes, I do want to continue with it. At that stage, they let the other person know that they've found a donor. At any stage, you can pull out, but obviously you wouldn't want to because you're playing with someone's life here.
Yeah.
So then you go through that period. You have a little bit of counselling. You go through a heap of tests. I went through a day's worth of tests, ECGs. I had about 27 vials of blood taken.
Mm.
They make sure that you're absolutely clean, that there's no diseases, no issues with you. They then take you to the next stage where the person actually goes through the chemo, and that's where they destroy the other patient's, basically their stem cells, getting ready for your harvest. Now, in that lead up, at the same time, you then inject yourself every day with a hormone, which then stimulates your stem cells to grow.
Right.
Now that is excruciating in the fact that you've never had a headache or pain in your bones just because it's stimulating so much.
Yeah.
But it's the sort of thing where you just go, no, for a week I'm gonna, you know, sacrifice my body and make sure that I'm doing the best I can for that person.
Wow, amazing.
Then when you actually go to give the stem cells, you go into the hospital, all they do is hook you up to a machine like when you have donate blood. You'll get one needle in one arm, one needle in the other arm, and they literally take the blood out, or the stem cells, they spin it round, they get your stem cells out of the blood, they then return the blood and plasma back to your body.
Mm-hmm.
And then after about 8 hours, as long as they've harvested enough, then you're free to go home, and they then package that off and send that down to the patient. Right. The only time you might have to do bone marrow is if they couldn't harvest enough of the stem cells, you would then have to go straight to surgery and have bone marrow.
Right, right, right.
So it's about a week of just aches and pain.
It is a week of aches, and really it's your hips, it's your skull, because what your bones are doing is they're hyper-stimulating the stem cells and over-creating stem cells. And that's just your body going, hang on,
what's
something's
this about?
Happening here.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
Well, thanks for sharing, Mark, because there's a lot of people that will hear that have never, ever thought about it that might start considering it.
Yeah, good on you, buddy. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you to everyone who called.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Ooh, news from around the world. Going to ask my most cultured friends, which is you guys. Yeah, and once you guys get this right, and I'm talking about all three stories of the correct language and what the story's about, then we rest it. We rest it. Okay?
Mm.
And I'm sure that you guys have been studying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to get this. How long has it? It's probably been about 2 years.
What have you done to study?
I had Thai for dinner on Saturday night.
I played Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego.
Did you order in Thai?
No, I picked it up.
Okay.
Why?
No worries.
What's the difference?
Well, no, I think she's thinking if I had it at the restaurant, I could have asked the waiter questions.
All right. Here we go. First story. See if you can guess what it's about and what is the language.
Μέσω ενός τρίλεπτου βίντεο στο Instagram, ο διάσημος τραγουδιστής Justin Bieber αποκάλυψε ότι πάσχει από το σύνδρομο Ramsay Hunt, το οποίο προκαλεί παράλυση στο πρόσωπο.
Okay. Story is easy. Yeah. Language not so much.
Exactly. Story is Justin Bieber and his paralyzed face.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
With that disease that he has.
Absolutely.
Yeah, health problems, poor guy.
Language.
Is it Ramsay Hunt syndrome is what it's called.
Wait, is it cool to have a disease named after you? I don't know if I'd want, like, oh, I've got the Davidson.
Ramsay. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's not named after him.
Ramsay Hunt.
What if it's a good disease?
Is it like a one that...
But it might be the guy that discovered it.
Discovered it, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is it like Bell's palsy? Because half his face is droopy and paralyzed. Mm. Or is it different to that?
Well, I think it's an aftermath of having a virus.
Yeah, it's an aftermath of shingles.
Yeah.
Hmm. Anyway, language.
Μέσω ενός τρίλεπτου βίντεο στο Instagram, ο διάσημος τραγουδιστής Justin Bieber αποκάλυψε ότι πάσχει από το σύνδρομο Ramsay Hunt, το οποίο προκαλεί παράλυση στο πρόσωπο.
I'm getting Italian vibes.
You getting Italian? Ooh, I think it's... Well, you go Italian. We'll split our bets here.
You can't split your bets, boys. You've played this long enough.
Okay, you get final choice.
No.
That's final choice over
just
to you, bro.
Just lock one in.
Okay, Italian.
Greek.
That's what I was going to say.
All right, next. Don't Turkish. Ding yourself. You should not
ding
yourself.
We don't ding ourselves. No one's going to ding us for us.
Well, you should try. Here we go.
Bei der Neueröffnung einer ehemaligen McDonald's-Filiale in der russischen Hauptstadt ist es zu einer Störung gekommen. Ein Mann hielt ein Plakat hoch, auf dem stand, gib mir Big Mac.
Gib mir Big Mac. That is German.
Yeah.
And they are talking about Russia kicking McDonald's, pulling out of Russia, and now they're rebranding all the McDonald's stores as something else.
Hungry Jack's.
Well done, Steph.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yes, so they took out all the McDonald's, and now the McDonald's have opened back under Russian ownership.
Mm.
So it's got a bit of a different name, which translates to tasty, and that's it.
It's not fast food anymore.
It's tasty, and that's it.
Which translates to tasty, and that's it.
Is that a really nice way of saying good food and crap service? Because all you get is good food, and that is it.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, I guess. The new logo's a bit,
What is it?
I can't show you because it would give away the next one. But just like a round with two lines. It's supposed to be like a burger and fries.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all you get in Russia, too. Just the two.
Here we go. Last one.
Este domingo, Netflix hizo oficial que el juego continúa y se aproxima la segunda temporada de una de sus series más exitosas, El Juego del Calamar.
I heard the word Netflix, so it could be about the price of Netflix going up. It could also be about Netflix maybe being allowed into a country that it's not currently in.
I would say, knowing what's happening with Netflix at the moment, it would either be about Stranger Things breaking a lot of records.
Oh, yeah.
Or the password sharing controversy that's happening on Netflix.
Yeah.
Or
something else entirely.
hang on, let's go again.
Este domingo, Netflix hizo oficial que el juego continúa y se aproxima la segunda temporada de una de sus series más exitosas, El Juego del Calamar.
I know it.
Dilemma.
Did I hear the word mass exodus?
I heard that.
Because I'm thinking a lot of people have started leaving Netflix because of that, and their share prices dropped massively.
No, come on. Squid Game's coming back.
Yeah!
Season 10.
Oh,
nice. Yes, but...
calamari.
Yeah, calamari. And the language?
Is... It...
Este domingo, Netflix is oficial.
Italian.
Que el juego continúa.
Spanish.
I'll give you that, but you've still got the first language wrong.
Damn it!
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Oh, g'day. It's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
This is not a drill. It's hammer time. He's going to nail it while listening to the carpenters. It's time to head to Abby's house for Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Ahoy, how are we, my beautiful people?
We are good.
Hello, lovely.
That was Brisbane, you see.
What is the carpenter song?
Why do birds suddenly appear every time?
Sounds like you're doing Sesame Street voice when you're doing it, because I know that it's me.
Why do birds suddenly appear? What are you talking about, Scotty?
Oh, right. That was good. Look, what I got this morning is all the mums are freaking out. Dads don't really freak out. I don't know if many dads freak out. But this week it's school photo week, so... Abby's taken them out, had a dog groomed and cut here and there and shaved here and there and washed where they need to be washed. And
where do they need to shave? They're under 10.
Why would I give them a dog groom? All I did was take one to the haircut. The other one had head lice and couldn't. Then I had to deflee everyone, if that's what you want to go with, including yourself, just in case. I just think it's... Scotty, do you know what? Yeah. If you want to bring this to the table, because, yes, they have got photos, and because one's got kindy photos, I booked him in for the sibling, which is why it's putting Scotty out, because he's got to take all of them there to get them and then rush them to school, because I want the sibling photos.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
Scotty, the reason that I want to get them is you have never allowed me to get professional photos. Maddie, have you got professional?
I'm going down that road to get out.
Well, Maddie, have you got professional photos before?
Yes.
Careful, Maddie. You and me have friendships on a little wire.
We have, but it was the lady who did it took 15 minutes. I was told that it's 15 minutes in total because I said to Esther, none of this in-studio shoot and none of this two people with their shirts off wearing their jeans loser photos that get hung above the stairs.
Scotty wouldn't care about the time because he loves a chat. Check.
We had that lady come around here and take some photos of us. Don't you remember those photos? They were professional photos, weren't they?
That was for the courier mail, Scott.
No. Yeah, you're lying.
That was 100% for the courier mail when we had a baby.
Some of those are in here somewhere, I'm sure.
No, I got you a new shirt for that.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't care about that. He doesn't care about the time. What he cares about is the money. He thinks it's stupid to spend money.
Nah, it's time. Time's a... virtual thing in my
All right,
life.
Cool. I'll book one for 5 minutes, but it will cost heaps expensive then.
No, I can take photos. You've seen how good I am at that.
There you go.
Welcome to your spite shoot. It's a 5 minute, $5,000 shoot just to win
now
this argument.
Smile.
All I need to do is digit.
Oh, your phone's really bad today. You're going to go outside.
Well, I am outside.
Oh, okay. Maybe just talk into it then.
I'm just walking back and forth like I normally do.
Pieces. You can't make a phone call. Try something new, babe. Sit out, go outside and sit down.
I take it's the only time she's going to tell you to sit down, Scotty. Do it.
He literally cannot sit down. Do you guys get all the school photos? Do you tick those? You guys would.
Yeah.
Because you're scared of your wives. You would have.
Yeah. We get them for the grandparents.
Sure, that's what I always say as well.
Yeah. We got it. Ours actually turned up yesterday, and they got sibling photos.
Yeah. So all you got to do is just take them, and I'll just take one change of outfit because I didn't want them in their school uniform. It's very quick, Scott. The lady said that she's going to be like
so
5 minutes.
Well, paint dries quick too, apparently.
Well, about that, you're supposed to organise a painter for downstairs.
We really have to rename this segment Marriage Therapy.
Yeah, we're going to have to call this. Yeah, Marriage. Yeah, hang on, Artie.
I think this is a cheaper version, but if you're willing to get professional photos, we can go with that.
Oh, I thought you meant professional, what do you call it? Marriage counselling.
Nah, I like the way you're currently doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, so hey, did you just say Scotty's off the hook for organising a painter if he agrees to professional family photos?
Yeah, would you do professional photos? Because I think it's about time.
Oh, then I need to go and have a dog grooming session.
Yes.
What if they did like
Scott cuts his hair once a year. It's, yes, just, yes. You don't have to. It's not all about you. To be honest, the main focus will be on the kids.
You don't even have to be there. You got to ring in.
Can I just take a couple of photos? You can Photoshop me in there. What do you reckon? And a tooth. You know, you love me getting a tooth Photoshopped in there.
Yeah, I didn't get photos because he didn't get a tooth. So the photographer Photoshopped a tooth in because he got it pulled out because he wouldn't play for the root canal because it was too expensive.
That was kind of a theme here.
Yeah,
they?
Wedding photos, yeah. He wanted to wear a tic-tac. And I went, if I get to the altar and I see you smile with a tic-tac in there, I'm going to walk.
Fresh breath for the kiss.
Double gum.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why.
I mean, you know they say, you know, start as you intend to continue. I mean, that's exactly really what he did on the wedding day.
That was a low bar, and shocked. I can only blame myself.
You can only blame yourself.
All right, I will share our professional photos when we get them done. Yay, thank you, hon.
Yeah, I don't know if that's how I wanted to go down, but anyway, have a good day.
All right.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Happy Men's Health Week, gentlemen.
And also to you.
No, not to me.
Yes,
not
to you.
No, not to me.
We need you to have
that. That is true, because I book the appointments for everyone else. But it is a bit of a focus because a lot of women, if they've got an issue, will go to the doctors. Well, they should go. But I find that a lot of men will kind of put it off, don't feel comfortable with it. Mm. And it's not just to do with health. A big focus this year is on mental health as well, because a lot of guys will bottle it up. Mm-hmm. And it's still, and I think it's easing, but I still think we've got a culture where men feel like they need to be men and can't share their emotions and have never learnt how to. And that's from a young age. Mm-hmm. It was always like, boys don't cry, which is ridiculous. And I'm never going to teach my boys that. And I always go, you know, showing your accurate emotions is a very powerful, very manly thing. So that's what I'm very conscious of, trying to teach my three boys that. But it's also teaching you guys how to talk to other guys, because...
You're right, mate. Yeah, you good?
Yep.
Sweet.
That's the problem, that you do that because you never want to take on board. And
Durbin, thanks.
I was looking into it.
Double mango daiquiri for me.
Laugh away.
Okay.
But, well, I don't want to bring it down, but I go, growing up, there was a friend of mine who committed suicide, and it changed who I was fundamentally, because I never spoke to him deep about it. And we spoke like every day and we'd have conversations, but I never actually had a deep conversation with how he was going.
Mm.
And that always bothers me. And I know that it's very dear to you, Maddie. I'm sorry. And I know that you've lost family members, and it's so hard. And I just think if we can always check in and actually listen and encourage each other, then it will help. And this is from the Movember website, which I thought is great. And it's got like all these different topics.
Right. Like so conversation starters for blokes.
Well, it's got like, if you've noticed, they're withdrawn and obsessing.
Right.
Yeah. And then other ones, if he's unemployed and uncertain. One is to do with aging.
What?
I just didn't know. Okay. All right, I'll do one for you guys because I think this is pretty important.
How old do you feel today, mate?
So is juggling work and family, okay? Mm. And it's like them sort of checking in and saying, this guy was like, oh, I should check in on the kids. I've been so busy with work, but I need to get them away for screens for a while.
Mm.
And they're saying that one thing, this is your three multiple choices. You can say, good plan, your family is more important than work.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you say, yeah, my youngest is glued to the phone way too often. How are you going, juggling everything? Or do you say, just concentrate on your work, the kids can take care of themselves?
B.
Well, I'd say A is probably the best option.
Yeah, good plan, your family is more important than work?
Yeah.
B.
Why do you say B?
Because I would like, assuming I had a youngest, but I would like, that would show that I know what he's talking about. I share the same problems with him, but it's not a big issue.
Well, it's funny because I would always say A as well, Maddie, because you're kind of like, yes, your family's more important. Encourage
it. Work has to be important as well because it supports your family.
No, they're saying it's too judgmental. So what you're doing there is you're just imposing your own values and you're judging and you're imposing that and trying to tell them. So one way to do it is relating, like you say, and then asking an open-ended question.
Right.
So B is the right answer?
Yeah, B is the right answer. Yeah. Which, when you think about it, so many of us will say statements like, oh, yeah, right, mate, I get what you mean, that's hard. But you don't actually go, I get what you mean, that is really hard. Are you going okay with it?
Yeah. Because in the first one, what you're saying is, work isn't important at all, which isn't right, and also means if he's focusing it all at work, he's wrong, you know?
Yeah, but they're just saying, I think it's just the judgmental. When people open up, they just actually feel like, oh, wait a minute.
Of course, unless you're talking to your boss. Work's not important, mate. Family is. See you tomorrow.
Work-life balance.
Yeah.
But they're saying that you've always got to use that they try to say it as Alec, if you think of that.
Alec.
So make sure that you ask, have they been going lately? Listen.
Empathize.
Encourage.
Okay.
Encourage action.
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure you're checking in.
Right. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So if you remember that, Alec.
I think another important thing is men don't do it enough, and I think it's also important for partners on men to just tell guys when you appreciate them.
Mm.
You know, I think hearing quite often that you're doing a good job or you, you know, you're proud of what they're achieving, because I know from my perspective, a lot of the time my thoughts are always, am I doing enough for my children?
Yeah.
Am I doing enough for my wife? Am I doing enough at work?
Yeah.
And men won't seek that validation.
Mm.
And I think that's probably an important thing.
Mm. Would you ever ask? Like, why wouldn't you? Like, I agree 100% what you're doing. I 100%.
Never.
But I'm like, but do we start going, why not ask?
Because you feel stupid.
But that's what I'm saying. We need to get rid of that. Do you know what I mean? And it is open for the people that are receiving that, is to not make people feel stupid and not make people go, oh, come on. Why are you asking me that?
Yeah.
Like, that's really damaging. And I feel like, I believe that once upon a time, little boys have been shut down and they just don't open up again.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Or they are quite open with someone and they get laughed at.
Mm-hmm.
And they always say that men's biggest fear is to be laughed at when they're actually being really
vulnerable.
Yeah.
Totally. Mm. Totally. But you're right. Men need to be better at talking about emotions.
Yeah.
But and receiving as well. You know, like don't brush off a compliment. Just say thank you and take it on. Because it generally you'd be like, oh, don't get lost, piss off.
And it's also good. And you know how you're saying that with partners. It's also good for guys to say that to other guys.
Yeah.
Like I've actually 100%. Noticed what you've been doing with the kids. And I just have to say, like, it's been amazing. Or I really admire what you've been doing at work. It must be hard.
Yeah.
How are you going with it?
Mm-hmm.
So text your friend. That's one here, one for the guys. Text them now.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. Time to hear
that song. I want to sing a song right now.
What are you going to sing? Stav songs, song.
This might sound weird.
Okay.
But I can get up in front of a crowd, do stand-up comedy. I can get up in front of a crowd and chat. But I hold singing on a different level.
Yeah, because you care about that.
Yeah, well, I'm not
really like, but I'm saying, like, you wouldn't care if people said you're a comedian or not.
Yeah, that's true.
You'd go, eh.
Yeah.
But if people said, Stav, you can't sing, you'd go, oh.
Ooh. Or when they go, Stav, you can sing, I go, really?
Yes. Because every time we've gone out, for as long as I've known you, you will get there and you'll go, I'm not going to sing. And I'm like, that's great, Stav, because I didn't invite you. So you're not with the band. I'm not going to sing.
Stop asking.
And then before we know it, you're like, well, what sort of things do you reckon you could do this one? And then he gets up.
Do you guys know
how
to play Hootie? You know any Hootie songs?
No, you've been there.
But you had your first gig, and this is, I'm honestly really proud of you, because you said that you were going to do singing lessons, and I was like, whoa, that's awesome.
Because I knew I could sing, like, okay, because I sing parody songs for here, and I've sung a lot of songs for here, but I knew I can carry a tune, but I also knew that I was doing a lot of things wrong, and I had room for improvement, I could be better. So I did start taking lessons with the goal of doing a set somewhere.
Do many adults do it?
Yeah, well, so this was the thing. This was the Independent Music Academy, which is where I go. I've known them for years. You know, Sharma's and the boys.
They're great.
This is their sort of end-of-year concert.
the Rocker Stedford.
Yeah, kind of.
It's when saying that, do you need to go through and watch, which is great because everyone's good.
Yes.
But if they're learning an instrument, because a lot of them do learn there, you will watch all the performances.
Yes. And there was an under-18 gig before us. And then it was us, and there was, I think, 30 performers.
Is that not the worst part of your kid when they've got, like, something on? And they say,
and they're all cute, but you're like, not just get the time where my kid is running on stage and just
they never
tapping
give
their
you,
feet?
They don't give you the run sheet. Well, they just say, you've got to be there at 2:00.
Yeah, they did that. That's one of the reasons why I didn't invite anybody. For that reason, because I didn't want you all to have to come watch me. And then
realise the other people are better.
Yeah, or sneak out, because that's rude. You've got to stay around and watch everybody. and you're right, we didn't realise that there were just people who were guitar lessons. So when we were watching, like, why is my teacher singing this song? I mean, he's good, but, and he goes, oh, it's the guitarist. Yeah. And then he shredded. He did a live by Pearl Jam, the guy on guitar. Wow, it was insane.
Do you wish you went down music? Do you wish you picked, like, do you want to be a rock star?
I mean, that door has not shut.
Is that what you want to do?
I would like to. No, not a rock star, but I would be happy, like, to do, like, Sunday sessions in a beer
garden. So we'll go to the Paddo and you're performing there?
Yeah. Because that way, you know,
would that annoy you, though?
What?
Because I never, like, I'm not the person that, like, they're lovely and they're in the background.
No,
I'm okay with that?
I'm fine with that. Cool. Even, like, because we're talking about doing this gig and it's like, you know, no one's actually, as long as no one's listening because you're bad, generally no one's listening. You're just background music and you're just nice to have in the background, but no one's actually really paying a lot of attention. But I haven't been, I got a doctor's appointment today because I've been a bit chesty and with the cold weather and stuff. I know how that sounds.
Were you making excuses for yourself?
I know how that
on Sunday?
Sounds.
I'm the Kid Leroy, I have to cancel my gig.
No, because he was great. He said that his voice was gone, but he was great. Well, your wife actually sent through, because she recorded the performance and she sent through a bit of it, and I haven't heard this.
There was a high note.
Have you heard it back?
No, she actually played it for the in-laws when we got home because they were babysitting Rory, and I was like, I don't want to hear it.
Okay,
because I don't feel like I did a very good job.
Oh my god, you can't do that after. No one does a gig and goes, "Hey guys, I'm really sorry. If you come again tomorrow night, I'm probably going to be better."
Yeah.
Have you got it? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay.
Now we'll go.
All right.
Thank you very much.
That's good. The drummer was a bit loud. Sorry.
He's actually the drummer from Dead Letter Circus.
He's great, but I just...
ease up on the drums. It is Stabs Day, mate. Stabs we get Day. It.
But even there, look, I went red.
Oh, because you just got to get used to it. That's all it is. Mm. It's just flexing a muscle and getting used to it. Will you take requests?
Yes. What do you want me to sing?
Something a bit happier for me.
I reckon for your next gig,
Suncorp.
Yeah, Suncorp Stadium. Mm-hmm.
God.
Oh, mate, that would be a crowd pleaser.
Next up, I'm going to do Friday. Anyone like Friday?
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
As another show draws to a close, Stav, Abby and Matt take a moment to reflect.
Took one of my sons to a podiatrist appointment yesterday, and my youngest had just had enough of being in and out of the car, so he's jumping up and jumping down. And he wasn't too distracting, but he wasn't just sitting there.
Right.
And I did say to the podiatrist, "I'm so sorry." And he goes, "No, he's gorgeous. Let him go.
He's doing a Louis.
Jumping down, jumping up." Yeah, well, no, this is... His version is insane.
Right.
And then when he got on one of the chairs, his other brother grabbed something out of his hand, and he did a complete and utter flip and landed on his head. And I was like, oh, pick him up. No injuries, but he's crying. And
do you
I
get
just,
that, like, second of silence where there's nothing?
Oh, we were then... all silent because it was a full head flip. It was like the head back.
Oh, God.
And just did the whole... But anyway. And then he was crying and he goes, I've got something to solve that. And I have to say, I was very impressed with what he did because it was a little bit of payback because he was trying to do his job as his kid's jumping up and down. He said it was fine. He said, I've got something to solve that. See, I'm going to give him a treat. Said, no worries. Went to the other room. A jelly bean would be all right. Maybe like a little bit of a lollipop. You would see a chubba chub.
Yeah. What do you give?
He came back with one of those rainbow ones that you get from like a circus.
Yep.
The ginormous ones.
I was like, oh, well played, sir.
Yeah.
Well,
there's
played.
My afternoon.
So then he told everyone, I fell down, hit my head, and I got a lollipop.
Guess what I'm doing tomorrow?
Every time he goes to the doctor, he'll just headbutt the
tiles. He did say, he goes, I love giving them sugar and sending them away. I'm like, yes, I agree. Thanks, but no thanks.
We did the yearly musical bingo night at Sander and Eden's school.
Yeah.
I host that with one of the other dads and, you know, all the parents get together, being a Catholic school, the wine flows, have a little communion. So...
We do that. And then everyone came back to our place afterwards for a few drinks, you know, just to end up the night. Because, you know, my wife, she's a party girl.
Yeah, but, yeah, you made these decisions and you said yes while you were having
fun. Everyone comes back to our place. But while we were there, we were talking about war injuries, me and another dad, and how he had the same ankle surgery that I had.
Yes, when you attempted to play footy.
Yes, and I thought, now's a good time for me to go into the cupboard and bring out the surgical screws at which were left in my leg that got pulled out, because I thought it's cool. But you know when something's cool to you but disgusting to everyone?
Because you're just showing them a screw and you're just saying, that's been in my body, how cool.
Yes, to me, like, I thought they're going to think this is so amazing, but they were like,
whoa, Matthew.
Awesome. And the more less impressed they were, the more
harder you went,
here, touch it. Like, here, look at it. It's
here, look,
hard.
I'll lick it.
Yeah, so they were like, cool. And I put my screw away and I was like, wow, I thought it was a good story. Thanks, but no thanks.
Brisbane wakes up with Staff, Abby and Matt on B105.